Hi, Christy, alcoholic.
Hi, Christy.
I know I've shared about this before.
Yeah, I was a crappy mom. Let it go.
I'm talking about being lonely.
Oh, great. Carry on.
So, anyway, there's this cute guy at my school, and we've been doing the smiley, flirty thing for a couple of weeks. And one day, I just got tired of waiting for him to make a move, and I gave him my number. He seemed really excited, said he was gonna call. So, crazy me, I believed him. I mean, he drives a Prius. Prius equals sincere, everybody knows that. Except Brad, that's his name, never called. So I give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe a parent died, maybe he died, I was hoping he died. And then this morning, there he was, walking across campus, so not dead. And that's when it hit me. I'm gonna be alone forever. I've been sober for almost 4 years, and yes, my life is better for it, but nobody told me that leading a clean life meant putting my vagina up on blocks. Would the owner of the phone or vibrator please turn it off?
It's your phone.
What? Oh, sorry. But it is something you would do. I'm just saying that when it comes to love, sobriety isn't doing me any good at all. I may as well be a... Oh, my God. It's a text from Brad. He lost his phone. He just found it. He's really sorry, and he wants to take me to dinner.
Aww.
Anyway, sobriety's amazing. Thanks.
I'm gonna head home.
You really need to drag all that back and forth every time you spend the night?
Oh, you poor simple man. You think this just magically happens?
Well, this requires equipment.
Such as?
Forgetting about clothing, underwear, shoes, lingerie for before, sweatpants for after.
There's also body lotion, face lotion, exfoliant, night repair, eye cream, makeup, which is a whole subcategory.
Then you've got your curling iron, blow dryer, shampoo, conditioner, which, by the way, is two separate things, no matter what it says on that big jug of industrial crap you use.
I have a blow dryer.
Oh, you're so cute. You have a boy blow dryer. It's only good for drying your balls.
You saw me?
Unfortunately.
Why don't you just leave all that stuff here?
Oh, for God's sakes, because then I wouldn't have my stuff at home. I can't afford to double up on everything.
Well, maybe all this going back and forth isn't working. Maybe we need to make a change.
Are we breaking up? Because I should warn you, I've been getting a lot of hits on Farmers Only.
Have you now?
Yeah, you want to know why? Because city folk just don't get it.
What I'm trying to say is, maybe you'd consider moving in with me.
Oh. Wow.
It'd be a hell of a lot more practical.
Practical? Be still my beating heart.
You don't have to answer now. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking. I'm gonna need some time to get quiet and give it some thought.
Cool. Let me know what Marjorie says.
I will.
All right, so I'm gonna ask the question that's on everyone's mind. How bad was your date last night?
It was actually really good.
So did you guys?
No, he was a gentleman.
Oh, well, I just tuned out.
It was weird. He asked me all these questions and listened to the answers and then remembered them and mentioned them later.
Gay alert.
So where'd he take you?
A vegan restaurant called the Sprouted Flute.
Did he bring his husband?
Marjorie, make her stop.
Ignore her. Go on.
The food was actually great. Brad says that the human body isn't really designed to consume meat.
If the good Lord didn't want us to eat meat, why'd he invent veal?
He knows so much about the environment and food and politics. Did you know that in some parts of the world...
Big news. Adam has asked me to move in with him. What do you guys think?
Well, I think it's a really...
If you don't mind, Marjorie.
It's a big step, Bonnie.
That's what I was gonna say.
Here's what has me worried. We're getting along great now, but, you know, it's like cocaine. The first couple of lines, everything's good. Next thing you know, you're robbing a laundromat with no septum.
So you're not gonna do it?
Hang on, Wendy. Marjorie?
Well, Bonnie, I think it's a personal decision, and you need to pray on it.
Hey! I was in the middle of saying something when you walked in.
Sorry. Finish.
Thank you. Brad told me that in certain parts of the world, people are dying because they don't have clean drinking water.
And?
That's it. It's just really messed up.
So what do you think? Should I move in with Hot Wheels?
Okay, now add a slice of eggplant and hit that with another scoop of cashew cheese.
I just keep picturing tiny little farmers trying to milk cashews.
You know, before I became a vegan, my favorite meal in the world was a bacon cheeseburger. And then I realized I was tired all the time.
I'm tired all the time.
And I couldn't focus.
I can't focus.
I was moody.
I'm super moody.
So you get it.
Not really.
Close your eyes. I want you to taste something.
Okay, but just so you know, I once had a bad experience with this exact scenario.
Trust me.
Yeah, he said that too.
Pretty great, huh?
I really want to say yes. Give me another bite. Now this I like.
Oops.
Oh, sorry.
For kissing her? She's in a serious slump. Get at it.
Brad, this is Bonnie, my mom. Bonnie, Brad.
Captain Prius, nice to meet you.
Brad and I are making dinner.
Oh, what are you cooking?
Actually, nothing.
Brad is showing me how to prepare a raw vegan lasagna.
Why?
Why are we doing this again?
Eating raw food is how human beings have thrived for millions of years.
Thrived? Those guys died at 18 and walked around like monkeys.
All right, off you go. All right.
See ya.
Shall we eat?
I eat all the time. Kiss me.
Hey.
Hey.
Woo, that smells great.
Yeah, a couple of bone-in ribeyes.
Nice. You have no idea what's going on back at my place. Christy's vegan boyfriend is preparing a feast fit for a gerbil.
Oh, no, not one of those guys. Did he try to sell you on it?
Oh, yeah. Vegans and Mormons always looking to turn you.
Hey, come here. I want to show you something.
I've seen it before, but I'm always happy to take a peek.
Ta-da.
What did you do?
I thought I could make it easier for you to spend the night.
You thought of everything. A lot of loofahs. How many do you think I needed?
I figured it was like sandpaper. You get it for different kinds of wood.
Oh, Adam.
I did good?
You did really good. I love you.
I love you, too.
I want to move in with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Women are so easy to please.
We really are. So with me out of the way, you and Captain Prius will have the run of the place.
Stop calling him that.
Okay. How about King Kale?
You already used that one. It wasn't funny the first time.
All right, here's a new one. Jolly Green Average Height.
Say what you want. I really like Brad.
Oh, Tofu Gigio.
Yeah, hilarious. In the meantime, last night, he introduced me to tantric sex.
Ugh, is that the sex where you don't finish?
Have you ever tried it?
Not on purpose.
The point of it is learning self-control. Brad says that if you're not thinking about where you're going, you get to be present for where you are.
Sounds like where you are would be chafed and frustrated.
I wouldn't expect you to get it.
Clearly, you didn't get it either. Come on, grab a box. Let's go.
Brad says the orgasm is greatly overrated. All right, enough.
Oh, sorry. I think that's all of it.
Wow. It's gonna be weird around here without you.
Yeah, but, you know, if you think about it, it's actually kind of cool. You and I came together when we needed each other. We healed, and now we're ready to move on.
Why'd you have to say that?
I don't know. It just came out.
But it's true.
So true. What does that smell?
Brad hooked me up with some natural deodorant.
Well, it ain't working.
I know.
It's okay. I still love you.
I love you too. And I really hope with all my heart that this works out for you.
Thanks, babe. I guess this is goodbye.
Yep. This is it.
Okay. I'll see you at the meeting tonight. Babe? Hey, where'd you go?
To the bathroom.
In the hallway?
At my neighbor's.
I don't understand. Why didn't you just use this one?
Because somebody was in there for 58 minutes.
Well, you sound like Christy. I wasn't in there that long.
Price is Right started and ended. The guy won a Toyota, and I almost soiled my chair.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Why didn't you say something?
I banged on the door, but your jet engine hairdryer drowned me out.
Wow. Okay, can we file this one under lesson learned?
Yeah, sure. I don't even know my neighbor. Now I owe a favor to a 43-year-old man who uses one-ply paper and collects troll dolls.
Again, I'm sorry.
Forget it. We just probably need to work out some kind of schedule.
Yeah, we'll find our rhythm.
What happened to my...
problem?
No, it's just... that's my Kennedy Space Center mug.
I didn't know it was special. Did you get it on a field trip?
My dad gave it to me.
Well, would you like to have it?
No, no, it's fine. I'll just use one that doesn't remind me of my late father.
Whatever. Why don't we go through all the mugs and you can tell me what's what?
Oh, you know, don't make this a thing.
Oh, it's already a thing. Okay. Westfield Dry Cleaners, can I drink out of this or did they sponsor your Little League team?
Actually, no girlfriend left that here.
Good to know. Next up. Ooh, who's the slut you took to Lake Tahoe?
Thanks again for making dinner.
My pleasure. Mung bean pizza tastes much better than regular pizza, am I right?
Certainly takes longer to chew.
Trust me, your colon's gonna thank you.
Well, the old girl's trying to say something.
Okay, let's get started. Now close your eyes.
You gonna kiss me again?
No, we're gonna meditate.
Just as good.
Take a deep cleansing breath. Inhale. Exhale.
Sorry, mung beans.
Perfectly natural. And once again, deep centering breath. Peace in. Fear out.
Wow, that one cracked a rib.
Don't judge it. Observe it.
observe it. I can taste it.
Hey.
Hey. What you doing?
Just going through the mail.
You mean going through my mail?
I think you mean thanks for bringing it in.
Whatever, sure, thanks. It's just you've only been here a couple of days. It's not likely that there's anything there for you.
What's the big deal? Were you expecting something from the Kennedy Space Center?
You're right, forget it. Bon?
Yeah?
Jacket? Love you.
Yep.
Whoa. That was close.
Really? We're doing the tantric thing every time?
Yeah. What'd you think?
I don't know. One on, one off.
You're so funny. I want to go floss.
Shut up.
This was a good idea, Mom.
Right? I hardly ever get to see you, and this dinner gives us a chance to get to know Brad.
And also miss a crucial playoff game.
I told you to record it.
A game like that, you need to watch live. Am I right, Brad?
I wouldn't know. I don't watch sports.
Really? What, were you raised by women?
Yes.
Brad's more of an outdoorsy guy. This morning we took a nature walk, picked up litter, and saw a fox. Well, Brad saw it. I was trying to spear a condom with a stick.
I hope you don't mind that we brought our own food. I try not to be one of those people who imposes their lifestyle on others.
You hear that? Brad doesn't impose his lifestyle on others.
Is this about the towels again? I told you, I like them folded in thirds.
You didn't tell me, you lectured me.
Well, that's because when I said it nicely, you laughed at me.
I thought you were kidding.
Speaking of towels, Brad and I have been sharing one to cut down on our water footprint.
I've also turned around to mindful flushing.
Yep. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
You could just cop a squat at the neighbor's.
How many times do I have to say I'm sorry?
These quinoa cakes came out pretty good, huh?
Quinoa, quinoa, wow.
Christy, you sure you don't want some ribs?
You do look good. But I'm trying to make healthier choices.
It's not just for our own sake. You do know that the livestock industry is destroying our planet.
No, Brad, I do not know that.
Why don't you tell them about your podcast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. It's called Giving Up with Brad Partridge.
So it's about assisted suicide?
No, this is assisted suicide.
Brad teaches that happiness is not about getting stuff. It's about giving stuff up.
See, our culture has it all wrong. We spend our entire lives accumulating things when really we should be giving them up.
Like a cabinet full of coffee mugs you think chronicle your life?
Or a Ziploc baggie full of old hair extensions?
You said that was my drawer. Why are you looking in my drawer?
Why are you looking in my mail?
Why did you ask me to move in if you're going to be so freaking weird about it? I'm not weird about it. I'm specific. Oh, please.
Nice knowing ya.
No. no idea how happy I am to be in bed with you.
Right back at you.
This is the closest I've come to an orgasm in weeks.
What did you see in that guy anyway?
Come on, Mom. He stood for something. He wanted to make the world a better place and... Oh, who am I kidding? He liked me.
Are you that desperate?
Yes, said the girl eating ribs in bed with her mother.
Hey, can I get in on that? Adam wouldn't let me eat in bed.
So you guys gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah. We love each other, but 3 nights a week is our magic number.
My magic number with Brad is -9, considering how many times I went to sleep with a bag of frozen peas between my legs.
They're the problem, right?
Absolutely.